right away Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. In the Stivics' bedroom.
T-I-N. Tin.
Mike and Gloria play Scrabble in bed.
Tin? You're putting down tin?
Putting down tin is 3 points. Write it down.
All right, I'll write it down, honey, but it's not going to make any difference because I am going out with engulfs. E-N-G-U-L-F. S. That's a triple word score. I use all my letters. I am out with a grand total of 385 points to your measly 104.
Okay. So I'm stupid.
Honey, you're not stupid. Just don't know as many words as I do, that's all.
Mike puts the game away.
Why do we always compete at things that you're good at? Why can't we compete at something I'm good at?
Fine, we can. First thing tomorrow morning, we'll get up bright and early, and we'll have a bake-off.
That's all you think I'm good at is baking?
Oh, honey, it was a joke. There are many things that you are good at.
He kisses her.
Michael, no! I don't feel like having fun.
What? What's the matter with you?
Of course you beat me at these stupid games, because you've had every opportunity in the world to improve your mind. The only opportunities I've had are to feed your face and clean your clothes and satisfy your lust.
Take it easy. There's no problem. We just won't play games like this anymore. Besides, it's no fun for me to win all the time anyway.
That's a bunch.
Gloria, the bedspread.
Okay. Guy, I worked to put you through college so you can tell me how stupid I am.
You are not stupid. You want to go to college? You want to go to college? Go. What's stopping you?
How about housework, the baby, money, you?
Me?
Yeah, you. I was supposed to go to college when you finished, remember?
All right. So when I get a little bit more money and Joey's a little bit older...
Oh, I'll be 40 by then. In the meantime, every game, every conversation, every argument, you'll always be the best.
The better.
What?
It's a good, better, best. Good when there's one, better when it's a comparative between two, and best when it refers to three or more.
Thank you very much. I stand corrected. Go to hell, Michael!
Whoa.
Did I say that right?
Whoa.
Thanks to you, the only change I foresee in my life is menopause, and what do you care?
Whoa.
You know what? You've ruined my life!
What? I have ruined your life? I, who get up every morning at 6 o'clock to go to work to make a living so that you and Joey have a roof over your head and are fed and clothed? I have ruined your life?
Yes, ruined. If I hadn't married you, I could have gone to college and really been something, like a doctor or a lawyer or even just a lousy professor like you.
Lousy professor, huh? You wish you could be so lousy with your atrocious spelling.
Atrocious?
Yeah. Can you spell that?
Yeah. Atrocious. M-E-A-T-H-E-A-D. Atrocious.
Gloria pulls away Mike's covers and turns out the bedside light.
All right, Gloria, I don't have to listen to any of this. If you have any other little trenchant comments that you wish to pass on to me, kindly refer them downstairs to the couch, which is where I will be sleeping.
Well, don't think that you're punishing me, because I'm used to sleeping with nothing.
Mike stops in the doorway. He slowly turns around and forces a smile.
Okay, Gloria. You just did it. You drove me off the couch and out the front door.
That's fine with me!
She throws a pillow.
Why don't you just disappear? D-I-S-A-P-E-A-R.
There's two P's in that word.
I hate you, Michael Stimmick.
She throws a clock.
You ruined my life!
Hearing baby Joey cry in the next room, Gloria wails. Gloria climbs back into bed and hides under the covers. Next door, the bunker's living room furniture sits covered in drop cloths and dust sheets.
Oh, my God.
Archie shuffles down the dark staircase.
Why would anybody ring on a man's doorbell at 2 a.m. in the morning? Oh, this is just savageness, that's all.
He walks into a chair.
Oh, jeez.
Archie, why don't you put the lights on?
I should have did that, Edith, because I just stubbed a little toe on the left foot on the leg of the chair, see? And here comes the pain.
Edith pats his shoulder.
See, the painter moved the furniture.
But why didn't you move it all back where it was? It took me 20 years to memorize the deformities of this room.
Hey, Arch, it's me. Open the door.
Oh, it's Mike.
They must have run out of food over there.
What? Hi.
Hi, Ma. Hi, Arch.
Hi, here he is in all his glory, Attila the Hungry.
Nobody's sick, are they?
No, Ma, it's nothing like that. I'm sorry to get you out of bed.
Oh, that's all right. We was only sleeping.
Archie glares at Edith.
You don't have to explain to him our, privacy's dead. Suppose we wasn't sleeping. Would you give him a rundown on all the frolics?
What's the matter? Why ain't you in bed sleeping?
Gloria and I had a fight, and I was wondering if I could borrow some money for a motel.
Oh, Mike, I'm sorry. What happened?
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. We don't want to know what happened there. Don't tell us what happened. We don't want to know. Tell them we don't give a damn what happened, right?
You're right. What happened, Mike?
I don't know, Ma. Gloria got all upset, and she said I ruined her life.
I told her the same thing 7 years ago.
All right, forget it, Arch. I'm sorry I came here to begin with.
Wait a minute, Mike. Where are you going?
I don't know, Ma. Out into the night.
Oh, no, Mike. No, it's too cold out there and dark. Why don't you stay here tonight?
Oh, no, Ma.
I mean, here, where the hell's he going to sleep with Teresa?
See, Teresa can sleep in our bed.
Up against you or up against me?
No. See, Archie, you'll sleep in Teresa's bed in Mike's old room, and I'll ask Teresa to come and sleep with me in our bed in our room, and Mike'll sleep on the cot in Teresa's room, which used to be Mike's old room, where you'll be sleeping in Teresa's bed. Sleep up against nobody. See?
If I tried to figure that one out, I'd be sleeping up against a straitjacket.
You'll see what I mean. Come
Edith
on.
Pulls him up.
You pinched a rope.
Come on, Mike. Everything's gonna be all right, don't worry.
Turn out the light there, will you, Major? You're gonna have to help me down with that cot
up
there.
Yeah, Arch, I don't know about sleeping on that cot. I got a bad back.
What the hell are you talking about? Everybody sleeps good on that cot.
Like who?
Well, I remember my cousin Oscar once fell asleep on that cot. He never woke up.
Mike stops and considers, then reluctantly follows Archie up the stairs. As Mike sets up an old army cot and cautiously slips his feet into the tucked-in blankets, Archie stands across the room watching and sneering. Mike wiggles his hips to slide down under the covers. He sets up a pillow and lies back with a book.
I can't believe what I just seen there.
What, I got into bed.
Is that the way you always get into bed?
Sure.
You must be the only person in the world who gets into a bed that way.
What's wrong with it?
Well, let me show you something, huh? Why does he always get me so mad at everything?
Now, this is the way you get into a bed. You go up to the bed, you look at it, right? Okay. All right, then the next thing you do is you take the covers and you turn them down in a flap like that there, see? All right. And then you sit down on the edge of your bed there like this here. You say a little prayer. Unless you're an atheist, you're going to burn in hell anyhow. Then you swing your legs into the bed, you pull the flap over like that. You groove yourself down in there. And with them few simple maneuvers, you're ready to sleep. That's my way. Now, what about your way?
Well, my way, I...
Your way is stupid. I seen your way there. Jeez, it ain't even human. You slid yourself in there like a punch card into a time clock.
Arch, my way is the perfect way. My way, I don't mess up the sheets, I don't mess up the blanket. I am now perfectly tucked in, snug as a bug in a rug.
Bug, don't you want to be a person?
Your way, every time you get into bed, you got the cover, you got the sheets, the blanket.
There's reasons for that. Help me, Lord. Suppose there's a fire in the middle of the night. What are you gonna do, huh? You're locked in there. But with a flap here, look. You throw the flap back, you're out of bed, and like a shot there, you got easy regress to safety.
Archie gets back in bed.
If that's the only reason to have a flap, I'll take my chances on burning to death.
There's other reasons. There's other reasons. What about gastritis?
What?
Gastritis. Suppose you get an attack of gastritis in the middle of the night. Your way. You're trapped in there. My way, with the flap.
Archie shakes his blankets like a fan.
Tie down a flap and get into it my way.
I'll do it that way tomorrow night, all right?
Okay, tomorrow and the next night and the next night. And do it that way every night for the rest of your life. A good night.
What a jerk.
What a dope.
Mike nervously grabs the frame of his cot.
Hey, Arch.
Archie sleeps.
Arch, there's something.
Mike falls through the bottom of the cot. He sits holding the metal frame.
What's wrong with this bed?
He tries to get up, but his tucked-in legs remain stuck.
I should have left the flap. He was right.
Mike flails about and kicks off the blankets, then hoists himself out of the frame. Tossing his book, Mike picks up his pillow and looks around the room. He sits down in a small formal armchair and rests his head and pillow against the wall. Pulling the pillow away, he eyes Archie sleeping soundly on one side of his bed. Mike stands, hikes up his pajama bottoms, and shuffles across the room to the empty side of the bed. He puts his pillow down, pulls back the covers, and sits on the bed.
Oh, now, don't get sore about Alice Faye. I only loved her from afar.
Mike furrows his brow and carefully slips under the covers.
Oh,
He turns out the bedside lamp and glances at Archie, who lies sleeping beside him. Picking up a glass and pitcher, Mike pours himself some water. He drops the glass, drenching the bed. Mouth agape, he frantically mops it up with handfuls of tissue. Archie wakes up. He tries to go back to sleep, but his eyes open wide. He rolls over and sees Mike lying beside him with the tissues. Archie reaches out to feel the mattress, and Mike smiles dopily.
You got into bed with me to do this here?
He holds up his wet hand.
It was an accident.
With little Joey, it would be an accident. With you, it's a dishonorable discharge.
Oh, it's the cot broke, so I got in the bed. I'm sorry, I spilled a glass of water.
Oh, you spilled water in the bed, you slob, you? Get up and get out of here and go to a motel.
Fine, fine. I didn't want to stay here to begin with.
I'll gladly loan you the money.
Good. The word is lend.
The word is loan, because I want the money back.
Arch, Arch, loan is a noun. You make a loan. Lend is a verb. You lend somebody something.
Come on. Talk like a regular person, will you? Hey, you're always talking like you swallowed an Alnemac and you're burping up all your learning.
I'm a teacher. That's what I do for a living.
But do you have to go around and do that all the time, huh? Showing everybody how smart you are?
I don't do that.
Yes, you do. You're always correcting everybody. You correct your mother-in-law. You correct me. You correct your wife, my darling little daughter, Gloria. Why did she leave me? Go around correcting the whole world.
Do I really do that?
Yes, you do that. Why the hell did you go to college anyway? So you could turn around and tell the rest of us what a bunch of dummies we was?
Mike rubs his temple.
I do that, don't I?
You most certainly do.
Hey, Arch. You know, it's the first time since I've known you, you've actually told me something I can use.
Wow. This...
Thanks, Arch.
Mike hugs him and leaves.
I ain't been the same ever since he had that vasectomy.
Sitting back down on the bed, Archie winces.
He's lovely. I ate it. I ate it, Danelle.
What, Archie?
Eat it. The bed's all wet in here.
Oh.
Archie collapses against the headboard. Next door, Gloria sits in bed reading a dictionary.
Kolinsky, Korean, kosher, kumis, K-O-U-M-I-S-S, a fermented beverage made by nomads of Central Asia from mare's milk. Yuck.
She shuts the book.
Kumis, a fermented beverage made by...
She peeks.
...nomads of Central Asia... from mare's milk.
She hides the book and pretends to sleep when Mike opens the door. Holding up his pajama bottoms, he shuffles into the room. He makes his way to his side of the bed and turns down the covers in a flap. He sits on the edge of the mattress, swings his legs into the bed, and pulls up the covers. Gloria watches him, but pretends to sleep when he turns to her. He turns away, then turns back, trying to catch her with her eyes open. He turns away again and catches her.
Ha, ha, ha.
Truce?
Truce. T-R-U-C-E, truce.
You were right, honey. I am a meathead. Not only that, I'm a pompous ass. I shouldn't talk, Dandy. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Michael. And I'm sorry that I said you ruined my life. You've made me very happy.
Hey, you know what? If you wanna, go to college, we'll find a way.
Well, I don't know if I have to go right away. Many people who've never been to college know a lot of things. For instance, just this minute, I was thinking how good it would be to have a nice, cold glass of kumis. Kumis, you know what that is, kumis?
A fermented beverage made by nomads of Central Asia from mare's milk.
You rat!
I heard it outside the door. I heard you say it.
Gloria shoves the dictionary into his mouth. Directed by Paul Bogart. Teleplay by Mel Tolkien and Larry Ryan. Story by Mort Lachman and Milt Josephsberg. Executive story editors Larry Ryan and Mel Tolkien. Story editors Douglas Arango and Phil Doran. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Lachman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme, Remembering You, by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1977, Tandem Productions, Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear, Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.